Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good Thursday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. It is May 22nd, 2025. We are in D.C. in the Navy Yard on our Half Street Studios near Nats Park. Got Nationals baseball tonight after us on the Fan, 6:15 pregame, 6:45 first pitch. We'll take you up to that. And, of course, another chance for somebody out there in Radio Land to win themselves tickets to see The Offspring, Jimmy Eat World, Newfound Glory on their July show, Jiffy Lube Live, this summer. So if you want those tickets, you better be listening at 4 o'clock ahead of the Blitz. Mike Florio stops by to talk all things NFL business with us at 5 o'clock today. Danny, what's up?
Hey, buddy. We got some good old-fashioned, honest-to-goodness parody in the NBA. Something I never thought we'd see as long as I live. There have been a couple tweaks and a couple changes to the salary cap, to the apron, the second apron, the luxury taxes, all that sort of stuff. You look up and all of a sudden you got a bunch of young stars and well-built, well-crafted teams getting after it. And you had a wild, unbelievably memorable, incredible, oh my God, I can't believe I just saw that conference final game last night. That Pacers-Knicks situation, I will remember that for a long, long time. What a game.
It was splendid last night. What drama. Overtime, 138-135. You can't draw it up any better. The Pacers were down 14 points with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to go and came back to tie the game with a 2 because of a foot being on the line that looked like a 3 at the horn. Who's had a better heater of clutch moments in succession? I remember years and years ago as a Wizards fan, Gilbert Arenas went on this tear.
Yep.
Regular season, not playoffs. But for about 2 weeks in a row, he was pouring in 40, 50, had a 60-point game, I think, out in L.A. against Kobe Bryant or something crazy. But there was this stretch I remember from Agent Zero where he had hit 3 or 4 game winners within 3 weeks and a bunch of clutch shots at the end of games, and he just became known as, like, that guy. You want the ball in his hands. What Tyrese Halliburton has done this postseason in terms of end-of-game sequences has been unfathomable. I mean, you can't really write this script. Everything he shoots at the end of the game that matters the most goes in. He was 12 of 23 from the floor last night. His only mistake was pretending to be Reggie Miller when he paid homage to Miller, who was sitting courtside with the Knicks choked against the Pacers sign. And then they had to go to overtime, and it was okay because they won anyway. Had they have lost, that would have been a really, really bad
And it didn't
moment.
Start off great in overtime either.
No, it did not.
They bricked a couple. The Knicks got a couple of buckets, and I'm going, oh, my God, can you imagine the memes forever?
I love this, though. You got people saying the Pacers shouldn't be here. You got people saying the Knicks shouldn't be here. They combine in game one for this epic Madison Square Garden performance. Indiana goes up 1-0. this is the good stuff.
Yeah.
After years of me complaining, it's the same teams, it's the same old superstars, it's the contrived operations where they all got together. Uh-uh. This is just young, kind of homegrown, assembled the old-fashioned way talent for both of these organizations. Free agency and trades, man. Just the way it used to be. Yeah, without some superstar bringing people together like the Avengers.
Yeah, it's where stars are made. Aaron Nesmith, welcome to the nation's conscious, right? I mean, a guy, you know, a good shooter, a guy that, you know, has had a nice, decent little run of a career to this point, now is known as the guy that doesn't miss in the fourth quarter to bring you back from down 14. Like, the shots he was hitting were irresponsible. Ridiculous shots.
9 3-point attempts last night. He made 8.
That's pretty good.
8 of 9 for a guy that averaged 12 points per game. For those of you unfamiliar with his work, Vanderbilt product, 4 years experience, 25 years old, 6'6". Everybody's about to find out. But I do. I just love these types of matchups. I think it's good for basketball. On the other side, super fun as well.
Yeah.
It's only been a game, but the Timberwolves lost pretty handily to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They got off to a fast start. I worry about Minnesota now because I thought that was the game to get. The Thunder had to go 7 games, might have been a little tired coming in, pounce on them. I know it's in their building, but I actually thought it was a little bit down in terms of electricity from where it was a round ago. Uh-huh. Minnesota got the early lead, and then Oklahoma City poured it on and pulled away.
They did what they do, man, defensively. They are just unreal. I think I underestimated this, by the way, in that matchup. I said, well, Minnesota, they've got, you know, a couple of guys that can really ball out or make it a little punish you, whether it's Randall and obviously Anthony Edwards. I forgot how bad Minnesota is with the basketball at times. Like, they are carefree, fancy-free with that basketball. They're willing to turn it over. You know why Oklahoma City's excellent on defense? They turn you over, and you saw that on display. As Minnesota was hot early, Oklahoma City said, that's nice. Watch this vice grip. Close in steadily, surely, deprive you of opportunities, turn you over a million times, and off to the races.
NBA marks already know. They're in. They're watching night in and night out. If you're like me, though, and you at one point in time loved the NBA, but now you'd consider yourself a casual, I'd suggest checking one of these games out. I mean, it has been really entertaining over the last couple of weeks, and the basketball's been very, very good. So you got, think about the superstars for all these teams now, mm-hmm. the best players. These are not the household names in the Final Four, typically. Anthony Edwards, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who may win himself a MVP award, obviously. Tyrese Haliburton with the Pacers, and Jalen Brunson, by way of the Mavericks, now with the Knicks. Former Big East star, right? That's the big four in these NBA playoffs. That the Curry, LeBron, Durant, like those years of whatever that was.
The torch has been passed, dude.
I think it's really, really good for the sport.
It's awesome because we've gone through this multiple times in with basketball. It's been, who's going to take the mantle after Magic and Bird? Well, we figured that out. It was Jordan. Okay, post-Jordan, who is it, right? Kobe, McGrady, Vince Carter, and then, you know, a new rise of international stars. Who's going to take the mantle from the next group, the next group? And it always seems that a new generation kind of, you know, each one has their moment, whether it's been Giannis, whether it's been Luka, whether it's been Jokic, and now this group that you just referenced, I think, correctly and appropriately. Really, really cool, man. And it's all totally different players doing it in a way that not everybody has done. Not that many guys look like Tyrese Haliburton in terms of, I mean, he looks like a praying mantis, like a stick figure out there as a point guard who's running the show. But there he is with a slightly unorthodox shot and gait, but he's an incredible athlete, well-rounded player. Brunson is a craftsman, a bulldog who's so good with the ball in his hands, those kind of mid-range things, those little floaters in the lane, getting space. It's really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's been so good and good for the NBA to have this display and this showcase now. And let's face it, in DC sports, I mean, unless you're watching the Nats, you're hunting right now. You're looking for something. So maybe this is what you end up sinking your teeth into, that or the conference finals in the National Hockey League, which have also been ultra entertaining. All right, let's get to the stadium, because today minority owner Mark Ein was on The Fan. It's not very often. In fact, it's exceptionally rare that any of the members of the ownership group come on our radio station. Kind of lay low, don't do a ton of interviews. Josh Harris speaks and takes questions. As often as an owner should. I'm not knocking him. Dan Snyder didn't speak or ever answer questions, and Josh Harris does. But understandably, the minority owners don't talk very often. But Mark Ein is heavily involved in the tennis landscape in D.C. He's got a tournament coming to the city, so he was promoting that on the Junkies, and they obviously took the opportunity not only to ask about the tennis tourney, but to talk about the Commanders as well. And the stadium came up on the Junkies with Mark Ein today, which I found interesting because this is now the debate playing out publicly. You've got the team and the mayor and some of the council members, plenty of support, but not enough, suggesting this is a really good deal. It's a no-brainer and it's got to happen. And then there are currently more council members than needed to oppose the stadium and not allow it to happen that are coming out to say they're not willing to vote yes on giving the land in D.C. to the stadium operation. One of those councilmen is Robert White, who was on our show in studio a couple of days ago. But I want to play the audio from both sides here. A day after the mayor was on television, Danny, on Channel 4 yesterday with Mark Seagraves doing an exclusive interview where she told him, this is not about a first offer and where we end up debating with the Commanders on what the stadium looks like. This is the offer.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to end up, according to the mayor and the way she was suggesting, it's very likely being this offer or they take their ball and they go home. So what she was saying and the message she was sending, I thought, I don't know if you'll disagree with this, to the council people like Robert White, who says, I don't like this deal. I'm willing to make a deal, but it's got to be better than this deal. The mayor on television, and this was yesterday, was saying they've got to wrap their heads around the idea that it's this or nothing possibly. And so if it is true that it becomes this or nothing, then the Robert White idea of I don't like this deal, I won't agree to this, but I'd agree to something else if they give me these consolations, well, then maybe that's not reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think that's kind of where we're at? Is she's now positioning as, oh, I get it. You guys want your thing. You want to keep adding to this. But prepare yourself for the possibility of the team saying, we could just do Maryland.
I think that's the tenor now. I think there's, again, I put them in the, on the no side, but it's not, there's more nuance to it. Some are no, but with the exception of this line item, if you fix this line item, I'm making this up. If the team pays more than $1 a year per in rent for whatever the time frame is, if they pay $100,000 a month in rent for the amount of time, they'll still make plenty of money. But if we get that, then I'll say yes. So those are the no for now people as is, but I'd like this line item changed. I get the sense that you're not getting the chance to review line items. The deal is the deal. And we've got a limited amount of time. It's an expiring offer, right? So the people that are no on the fence, but could be a yes with a tweak or two, the parking garage or this tax or that tax or this amount of upfront. It's basically saying, we're not going to do the negotiation thing. This is part of the big old budget that's coming. Say yes, or we don't get it.
So I also wonder, though, when you say no for now, because that's totally what they're saying. They've said it on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Allen, no for now.
Yeah, there's some people that are just no.
Right. Robert White, no for now. Mm-hmm. And he told me, you're saying I'm a no. I'm a no for this deal. I'm not a no, period.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Mendelson said the same thing. I said, so you're a no. I said, no, I wouldn't say I'm not a no. I'm a no right now, but they could change it. So was Louise Lucas, if you remember, in Virginia. She was a quote unquote, I'm going to use air quotes, no for now. And then they gave her the money she wanted for whatever that she wanted. And she was still a no for something else. And then they said, well, we'll do that. And she was a no. You can claim that you're a no for now because you know it's not that fun telling people you're the party pooper, telling people you don't want the stadium. So I don't know Brianna Nadeau. She hasn't come on our show and mm-hmm. to my knowledge hasn't talked to anybody about this other than sending a statement.
Gave a statement, yeah.
Bothers me, but no one else seems to care. But it seems to me like, and I'm assuming, and she might be upset that I'm now saying this and I'm wrong, but that's what happens when you don't give your opinion publicly, is I'm assuming that she's a no period. Like $1 is too many dollars to a billionaire.
Based on her statement, I would agree with that.
That's all
she
I
says.
Can do
I don't. I don't want the stadium.
Yes, your statement speaks for you when you're not speaking to us. So that's my assumption. Is she's just a no forever? But most people don't want to come out and say absolutely not. I'm never going to give you $1. So they're no for now. So that's Allen. That's White. That's Mendelson. And maybe they do come around. I have no idea. But I have to acknowledge that you could also be a no forever. Who just says I'm a no for now. Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense. So all we can do is take people at their word. And then if they let us down in that way where it's the goalpost move, so to speak, to borrow a football analogy, then you go, okay, I'll call you out on that. But when someone says, again, I'm just making this part up. I could get down with this if we got $1 per car for all the parking garage spaces that we're going to build. DC is supposed to build a parking garage for whatever the hundreds of millions it is. The team gets all the revenue, even for things that aren't games. What if we got $1 a car? What if we got $10 per car or $4 per car or something? And then I'd say yes. I mean, who knows where the nuance is? And I think the frustration from the council, and again, this is why you and I got into this, to talk about the city council and the inner workings of politics. But I think the frustration is we're not getting a chance to say, hey, this is our red line. What about what we could fix this? We could amend that and change this, because it's part of a big, larger budget thing that hasn't been delivered yet for a million reasons that are above our pay grade to figure out why. And now the next thing you hear, instead of details about it, is a deadline. So it's like, it sounds more and more like we're talking about it's take it or leave it.
Sure. I understand their frustration. I would also point out they wouldn't have the land without the team, and that the land was given to the city under the understanding that there would be a stadium there by the federal government. Now, that doesn't mean there has to be, because let's face it, it was kind of shady that the federal government had the land anyway, and it should have been DC's land. And if they want to use it for something else, they should be allowed to. But I'm just acknowledging everybody in the room here and everything in the room, which is the team got you the land. But today, Mark Ein, the owner, a minority owner for the Commanders, was on these airwaves, and he talked about the stadium with the Sports Junkies.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys have seen what the team's put out, and making this an extraordinary fan experience. It's like we've been talking about at the tennis, but one of the best fan experiences in football is you know, one of the top priorities. Thinking about it from the pregame to the postgame and the entire experience. Again, interestingly, talking about tennis, about how you, you know, turn it into an incredible full day experience that you're excited about from beginning to end is sort of the mission. And, you know, look, there's a lot of considerations and trade-offs you have to make, because also this has to be a thriving community every day of the year. I mean, that's really something that we feel passionate about. And obviously the city does too. And I think in the end, it's going to be one of the great sporting experiences going to that site when it's finally built.
Minority owner Mark Ein with the Junkies earlier today, he also talked about the possibility of this not working out. Jason asked him the question, like, this is plan A. Do you have a plan B? Are you guys willing to pivot if need be? This is what he had to say.
Let's just say it doesn't happen, and maybe it's a very small percentage chance that it doesn't happen. What's plan B?
Let's just stick to plan A.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, look, I don't want to, like, people have said, we really did have a lot of options here and a number of good options. This was the one that we were all, from the beginning, the most excited about, and we really do think it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. If for some reason it didn't happen, there's obviously, you know, you always have backup and contingencies, but we're really focused on plan A.
His point was, it's going to work out because it's a good deal. That's the opposite of 2 days ago, what council member Robert White said on our show, when he made it very clear he thought it was not a good deal. And so that is the public juxtaposition that's playing out right now. This was Robert White in studio with us on Grant and Danny on how he views the deal.
Think about, what was it, maybe 30 years ago, do we think that the Washington football team was saying to Landover, hey, we're going to build the stadium and it's going to be desolate around there? No, they were saying it's going to bring in a lot of revenue. It's going to spark all this type of investment, but it's not. And Maryland is not, Prince George's County is not heartbroken about losing the team. So, you know, that's why I have to make sure we're making a sober decision. And because this isn't my background, I've reached out to economists around the nation. And what they have told me is that they've seen no deal as bad as this. And I keep asking economists, can you point me to somebody who can tell me how this is a good deal? I've yet to find that economist. And if that economist is listening now, reach out to me, rwhite@dccouncil.gov. Like, I'm trying to get smart, but I've yet to find an economist locally or nationally who says anything other than this is a really bad deal for DC taxpayers.
Despite the fact that they're paying for three quarters of it, which is pretty unheard of in a split with the city.
That's right. But this is also the second highest public investment in a stadium.
Danny, we are almost at 1 month since that original press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it was treated a lot like the Virginia press conference for the Caps and the
Wizards. A lot of spiking of the football, a lot of celebration, right?
We did it. Woohoo! The Commanders are coming back to the city. And now the battle's being waged here a little bit. The question we've got for you guys right now as we take your temperature, do you think this is going to happen? There is a July 15th deadline that I would say is in peril at this point based on the lack of overall progress. According to White on our show, they still haven't gotten the budget. They still haven't started to move forward getting the information they need to start the meetings that would lead to them okaying this before July 15th. So the narrative from the no side is July 15th ain't happening. So let's say you push that into August or whatever that looks like. That's fine. That could be part of this. Is this going to happen, in your opinion, yes or no? Is this just a lot of politics, which has to play out here?
Yeah.
But eventually, everyone's going to get what they need. They're going to come together and get this done. Or could this go the way of Leontis at National Landing?
So to me, the fact that the leverage by the team has kind of been given away here, everybody's pretty clear. This is what we want. We want to be here. That tells me there's enough driving force, because they could put shovel to ground next week at that bad spot in Maryland that they shouldn't be at. But they could. They know that. But everyone knows this is where we're going to be. They'll deal with some of these, you know, indignities, slings and arrows, you know, 11th hour change of minds and you know, memes and tweets and whatever else is going to come out. It's happening. Too much money is changing hands. What politicians love is cutting that ribbon. Anybody gets to cut that ribbon is known forever as the person that did X. They don't care about follow-up. They care about that profile build.
The day of the press conference, the phones were full with people saying it's happening. Do you still feel that way? And what is your confidence level the Commanders come back to the RFK site and then it opens in 2030? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. You have heard the cuts we played you from today's interview with minority owner Mark Ein. Says, yeah, we've got a plan B, but let's not worry about that. This is going to happen. This is where energy is. This is what we want, and it's going to work out for everybody. But Councilmember Robert White is not convinced. He was in studio with us just a couple of days ago. I was a little surprised to hear him say that there's not a single economist that he's talked to that likes the plan. Seems odd to me, considering you're getting a ton of money from ownership. And you know, we've had plenty of things that I've read and cited that I've seen written by people talking about the money that they could make back. And the idea that the $1.1 billion is being spent not on the stadium. You're not building the stadium. You're building up around the stadium on the stuff that your community is going to use anyway. But how about his comp? Play that clip again from Robert White. There was a mention of basically what happened with FedEx, now Northwest, and why that is an ominous possible sign of things to come.
Think about, what was it, maybe 30 years ago. Do we think that the Washington football team was saying to Landover, hey, we're going to build the stadium, and it's going to be desolate around there? No, they were saying it's going to bring in a lot of revenue. It's going to spark all this type of investment. But it's not, and Maryland is not, Prince George's County is not heartbroken about losing the team. So, you know, that's why I have to make sure we're making a sober decision. And because this isn't my background, I've reached out to economists around the nation. And what they have told me is that they've seen no deal as bad as this.
And that's the point I wanted to react to that he just got through. I don't think it's a good comp, to be honest with you, for a lot of reasons. Number one, that stadium was thrown together. It was never seen as some state-of-the-art, beautiful stadium. It was concrete and seats. If you actually go back and look at the history, and Danny, you know this, but maybe some people don't, it was a rush stadium because of the health of Kent Cook. Mm-hmm. They built it, but they were just trying to essentially get it done as fast as possible so that he could see it. I mean, I hate to be callous about it, but
no,
that was kind
was,
of
yeah.
how that stadium happened. That's number one. That's not what this is. They did not have a plan like this in place to build up around that stadium. They thought, you know, if you build it, they will come, and that was going to happen naturally. But that's not what this is. This is a stadium that will have the plan of the restaurants, the hotels, the town center, all of that stuff is going to be part of it in the blueprint. That's the other part. I would also say there was no $1.1 billion investment to build all of that up from Maryland, which is why they learned their lesson. They got skin in the game, obviously, $2.6 billion. But we need you to have some skin in the game, too, here, because they got screwed a little bit by the lack of things around that stadium, I would say. The location's way worse. Another reason it's a bad comp.
That, to me, is the alpha and omega. The rest of it is all academic. It's one's a terrible location. The other is waterfront property
in DC.
Inside of a city in the United States of America.
I'm not ranking
good luck finding
in order.
That. Yeah. I'm just good luck finding anything like that.
Listing reasons why the comp doesn't work for me.
Sure.
There's no roof on FedEx Field. You have way fewer events. There are fewer events at FedEx Field because of the size. When it was originally built, it was 80-plus thousand. At its peak, if you remember, when Dan added a bunch of seats, I remember the opener against the Cowboys in week one of 99, Rocket Ismail catching a touchdown from Troy Aikman to beat Washington in overtime, 76 yards. There were 92,000 people there. Portly Me was one of them. So that's not a stadium that's conducive to concerts and soccer games, and it was huge, and it's gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, and they've hosted some of that stuff, but for all of those reasons, I just don't think it's a good comparison to say, here's what happened in Maryland when they built it 30-some years ago, so it would happen here. And I just categorically disagree with his notion that Maryland's happy that the team's leaving. And I'm paraphrasing, but he kept saying, they're not heartbroken, ask PG County. If that was the case, Wes Moore wouldn't have been at every practice, painting his face burgundy and gold, wearing a Terry McLaurin jersey at every event. I mean, you don't see Josh Harris without seeing Wes Moore 4 yards behind him right now. It ain't because they want the team out of there. So that answer didn't work for me.
No, I didn't buy that part. The part I do buy, though, is the economist. This generally is not what economists love. when it comes to public funding for stadiums. They're just not about that.
Especially football stadiums.
Yeah, most precisely. So there are parts of it, though, that do make sense to me when you're addressing a complaint. Again, like, I understand that the team spending a huge amount of money up front, because that's really what this is all about. Who spends the money up front? When you, like, if you and I were to buy a house together that we wanted to rent out, and you put up 100 grand and I put up 10, you'd be a little irritated if the payments every month were 50-50 split between you and I from our tenant. You'd go, well, wait a minute, I put up 10 times what this guy did. Where's my money? So that's how the deal's constructed. The deal's constructed for the huge investor, the team, the lion's share of it, to get their money back quicker. And his point could certainly be, again, I'm picking one of these things out. Hey, this parking garage that Charles Allen kept referencing to us, this parking garage, we're building it for you. We're paying the money to build a parking garage for you. We don't get a dime from that. Could we get a dollar per car, $10 per car, $7 per car for a couple of years? Whatever. Let us get some money back too while you guys are getting yourself paid back more. In that regard, an economist could go, yeah, it's not a great deal for you. There's no direct path to making your money back. My point is, I want all the information out there. I could call balls and strikes and go, this isn't just an investment. In terms of, if I buy $10 of Grant stock, I expect 14 back in a year plus. That's not what I'm doing. I'm investing in community stuff. I'm trying to find meaningful jobs. I'm renovating a space that's a blight, that's an eyesore. I'm understanding that there are a lot of costs associated with that, and I may not make a bunch of money, but it's still a public investment that's worthwhile in my view.
Let's hit the phones, 800-636-1067. How you feeling almost a month after the original presser? As the public posturing continues here, CC's in DC. What's up, CC?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, I just want to start off and tell you thank you so much for shining what light you can shine on this situation and taking your time and being diligent with the subject, because y'all trying to hear both sides. And I just want to say I really appreciate that.
For keeping thank everybody you for saying so. It means a lot. Seriously, thanks, thank buddy. You.
Now, I want to say this. It's been 30 years, 30 plus years since Jack Kent Cook moved that stadium out there like you covered, because he was dying. They rushed the stadium, and the original name of the stadium was Jack Kent Cook Stadium. Mm-hmm. I wish when you had that councilman on, you would ask him, if you were a fan of the team, tell me what was Clint Didier's jersey number. What was Ronnie Coleman's jersey number? You should have just, I swear, because I know he's not a fan. He can't be. Because it seems like there's the goalpost is going to continue to be moved. If they come back and say, we'll give you 1 or 2% of all ticket sales or parking, you know, revenue or whatever, you're going to have to build a parking garage anyway. Let's say you take the stadium out of it. Okay, we're not going to build the stadium there. Okay, you still got the land. You still going to put houses, hotels, and stuff there.
Well, this is you're the point I keep making, CC, is they're going to spend $1 billion there with or without a stadium. And the question I asked him, and I've asked Mendelsohn, I've asked even the people that are pro, every single person we've had on, what can you do there that will return you more tax revenue, jobs, growth, all the things they talk about? Because you're going to spend $1 million there no matter what. The other thing that's hard to argue with is they don't have a plan. You know, they have
this is the key.
They have a concept of a plan, to use a popular quote from recent history. But like, well, how am I supposed to debate this if you got nothing? Now they say, well, we didn't have the land. You still could have been getting your ducks in a row. You've only had 30 years before the team got you the land.
This is the key to me. It's twofold. The answer to that is, what could be better? Well, there's a lot of stuff where you spend the money and you immediately start earning it back via rent, via taxes, and otherwise, instead of a deal that benefits the team. But again, I'm eyes wide open on that. The real problem is, this is why what I blame the city for is, this was always a possibility. However much of a moonshot, this was always possible that the land inside your city limits could be yours once again. How dare you not have amazing, well-thought-out options right now on everybody's desk? Now, again, I want the stadium, so that's kind of what I'm looking for, because it's best for me, but that's not my job. You should 100% have 70 different things that you pare down to a handful of options based on this and what would generate the most money, what would generate the most green space, what would generate the most dog parks, or whatever the hell your priorities happen to be. You didn't do any of that. Instead, the whole focus the whole time has been on spending money with a consulting firm from a council member that got kicked off the council for corruption, for funneling money to that consulting firm that's his, and that's the one they use to figure out, well, should we have a stadium or not? Like, that's what we're talking about here. And they're like, yep, you should probably do a stadium. Ta-da! there's no focus on anything else. So they didn't have any kind of plan. So your point, and it's the best one, by the way, to me, it's the gavel smash. You had decades to figure out what do you want to do if you ever get control of it. The same way you and I go, if I get $1 million tomorrow, what am I going to do with it? I bet you have an idea. I bet you have a couple of thoughts running through your noggin. They had none. And that's the whole point here.
Yeah. I would also just take issue with this idea that they could do something that would do more for the city. You know, the example is, like, the biggest success story they have is probably the Wharf in terms of not tied to a stadium. And as I don't remember which of the two council members that are pro this stadium that was on with us said, the return on the Wharf financially has not been what it was supposed to and cannot be compared to what they've had in the way of arenas or stadiums. It's apples to oranges.
I think it was Brooke Pinto said that.
It's not the same in terms of jobs and growth and money and all that stuff. And you spend the same amount, you just get less of a return because there are fewer people visiting, coming in for. By the way, they do have something they tie everything to, a pillar there. It's the anthem. The anthem, which has all the shows. So a lot of people come for that. But otherwise, you know, are there people that come into the city to go to that one restaurant there or to walk along that patio there and play the bags on a nice day? Sure, but not as many as would go to a stadium having concerts and events and games and everything else.
Right.
Let's go to Shane in Tennessee. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, Commander? What's going on, Grant?
Buddy.
Hey, look, here's the thing. Until the ink hits the paper, I mean, that's what I do. I build large buildings, so I get it. But until that pen and that ink hits that paper, it's nothing's a done deal. But I do think this is going to get done. Number one, the people that's in office right now is not going to see this be in office when this is done anyway. Mayor Bowser, don't get me started on her, how much she's almost completely messed the city up. But here's the thing. This city needs it to go where it's at. Look at the area. I drive by that area every day. It is the worst area in D.C., call it what it is. It will help up this area, help, number one, build up the area. You're putting in brand-new condos, brand-new homes, brand-new restaurants, brand-new everything. You're going to get that money back. They will work this deal. That's the only place it's going to be. The last place that we wanted is back in Maryland, where nobody wants to go to that site. Everybody knows that's a dump.
Well, that's, I think, Shane, thanks for the call, bro. That's why, for me, I think it's going to happen. Is because there's really not a great second option.
That's it.
I'm in the minority when I tell you I'd be perfectly fine getting to continue to tailgate, building a Taj Mahal a couple of miles from the current site somewhere out there on that premises, or you know, a couple hundred yards or whatever from the current stadium. I could talk myself into that. I would prefer the DC location. You've got the land. It would work for everyone. Let's do that. But I just think that the difference between ceiling, best case scenario outcome for being at the RFK site, which is out of 100, like a 98, or best case scenario ceiling for being at the Maryland site, which is like a 65. The gap is just too big. It's too huge because of the location. And that's why I think eventually they will get it done. But wanted to start with that after I heard Ein today, White on the station just a couple of days earlier. Still seems like a lot of ground between the two sides. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Jim Irsay passed away, the owner of the Colts, yesterday at 65 years old. He'll be remembered for a lot of different things. But here in D.C., there's one way he should be remembered. We'll get into that next on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. 4 o'clock today, we got tickets to the Offspring. Someone's going to win those ahead of the Beltway Blitz. And at 5 o'clock, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joins the show. A lot to cover after the owners' meetings this week. The Tush Push lives. The seating restructuring for the playoffs didn't even get to a vote. We'll ask Florio about those things and everything going on around the league. Speaking of the NFL, though, I'm sure you saw this. Jim Irsay died yesterday, passing away at 65 years old. First thing about that, and I don't mean this flippantly, I can't believe he was 65. I thought Jim Irsay was like 93. I mean, you want to talk about he lived, man. Yep. He lived a hard 65, I would say, because he did not, to me, come off like a 65-year-old guy at all. If you would have said, honestly, yesterday, how old is Jim Irsay? Like middle of the day, out of sight, out of mind, I would have said, Jim Irsay. 83, 86?
That would have said upper 70s.
79?
Yeah.
65 years old is staggering to me.
I 100% rubber stamped that. It was, as you said, and again, I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but he lived pretty hard. You don't have to dig too deep to find as many or as few stories as you would like on that front.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Had his issues and demons that he battled. And he will be remembered for a lot of different things. I'm not here to tell you that Jim Irsay was great or terrible or anywhere in between. You can do your own research and look into Jim Irsay's life and see what you think. Here is what I know Commanders fans will always think about him first, though, when his name comes up, because I will speak for myself on this one. When he passed away, the first thing I thought about, Danny, was that Jim Irsay was the only owner that came forward and publicly went after Dan Snyder at the owners' meetings of 2022. Reading from a piece back then, Irsay certainly had his struggles in his personal life, yet Commanders fans may best remember him for what he had to say in 2022. Irsay had been asked at the owners' meetings if he felt Dan Snyder was good for the league. Quote, "I believe there's a merit to removing him as owner of the Redskins," boldly proclaiming Irsay when other NFL owners were being silent. He went on to say, "It's going to have to be something where we gather the other 31 of us and talk about it. I know I'm in favor of that," talking about removing Dan Snyder as the owner. I mean, nobody was doing that. All the other owners were either saying no comment or publicly not backing, but completely being afraid to go after Dan Snyder. And Jim Irsay just went full gangster on it and was like, "This dude's got to go." No one else would do that. This is the audio we found, not exactly those quotes, but it was about that same time when he was discussing Snyder in 2022 in the offseason.
"Well, I just think what's happened in the workplace, you know, having three daughters, seven granddaughters, to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal, and we have complete authority to do that."
"Of him or just or the family, period?"
I think in general of him being removed and selling the franchise.
Danny, the owners were all buttoned up on this. Yeah. It was clear they were all being told, don't answer questions, don't say we're booting him, don't say anything.
Even if you felt that way, right. Nobody was coming out and saying it, right? Because it now causes dissension among the ranks, and it's not necessarily a positive development for this good old boys club. And yet there he was out front.
There are a lot of heroes in the oustering of Dan Snyder. And I'm talking about from the journalism side, Penn Mightier Than the Sword, Liz Clark, and all the people at the Post who did all of the digging and the research and the interviewing, and the women who stepped up and, you know, testified, and, you know, all the way through Fred Smith, the minority owner who waged war on Dan Snyder, mm-hmm. and those guys. But Jim Irsay's got to be somewhere in that book. I mean, those comments, if you remember, were a massive game changer at that time, because it was evidence that, oh, these owners, that there are people who want him out. And if he's saying that publicly, what's being said behind closed doors?
Uh-huh. Because remember, Al Michaels was kind of the first domino to fall. Just casually throwing, you know, throwaway line in the middle of a, you know, whatever the primetime game was. It'd be better if Dan Snyder wasn't necessarily owner of the league. Anyway, 2nd and 7. I went, wait, what? Holy crap. That was the first one to fall. Now you got that offseason where here's Jim Irsay out in front saying we have ground, less so than we'd love him to sell. Like, we have grounds to remove him, which is a shot across the bow. It'd be nice if you resigned before you got fired.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, that was a different tenor than, man, I wish that guy would sell, versus we have the ability to remove him.
He also said the other 31 of us have to get together and vote on this. That was basically what he just said.
Yeah. Like,
that was the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Irsay, man. I don't know if right now, this moment, if Dan Snyder is the owner of the Commanders or if it's Josh Harris. If not for Irsay, because if he's publicly saying that, I would imagine privately he was one of the anti-Snyder guys that helped push the needle forward. I have to imagine that.
I mean, it was whether it was the catalyst or a milestone, the way we think of it, we'll never know. And by the way, if people are writing tell-all books, whenever you get a chance, every single, no matter how small, bit of minutia about Snyder losing control of the football team and selling it, I'll read it. I'll buy 1,000 copies and I'll give them as gifts, and I'll read it once a year. I'll sit on the beach with my feet up and I will read that book. Write that book. Writers, if you're out there, write that book. I will read it. I will buy it. Anyway, I don't know if it was the milestone. I don't know if it was just a view behind the curtain to your point of, hey, here's this. This is what's going on. This is the conversation that's happening right now. And I'm just letting it spill over. Or if that was kind of the, you know what, guys, I'm going into the breach. I'll be the leader here. I'll go do it. I don't know that we'll ever know. I do know that it was a seminal moment because it was the first time that had ever happened in my lifetime.
RIP Jim Irsay, gone at 65. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Next, how would you feel about Jaden Daniels quarterbacking Team USA in the Olympics for the American flag football team? This is G&D.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.